Wednesday night, Yudalef for the base. Okay, a few more halachos of Purim. I will be by tomorrow night. I'm sorry, I'll be by Yasudas Bris, Mitzvah Hashem. Which means I'm not getting Sunday calls. Okay. About Matanos Levyonim, so I would want to say the following Kiddush, and we'll leave it at that. First of all, everybody should give their money. Ari Stern, Kupa Shol Staka. I don't know what they do. I hope you get to the mitzvah. They're your shliach to give it out on Purim, to Aniyim, And so how much do you have to give for Matanos Levyonim? What's the basic chiyuv? So there's a ritva that says a pruta, like every din nesina, and the Mishnah Brura says we paskin like this ritva. The Mishnah Brura says that's okay. So you're talking about a very, very small amount of money as a minimum. And then you have other shitas, we'll go to the other extreme, we'll call it, that it has to be a dover chashuv, it has to be something that would add to his simchas purim, that would bring a smile to his face, that would make him feel good. So what's my chiddush? That perhaps their chefshar, we're machmer, you know, the Mishnah Brura, you know, you're not going to go wrong following the Mishnah Brura, but we're machmer, you know, because what are we talking about? So we're talking about 10 shekel or 14 shekel or 20 shekel, right? That's what we're talking about, something mechubad. But it seems to me that if you pool the money, if the way it's done, and nowadays that's how it's done by virtually every, with rare exceptions or with uncommon exceptions, you're pooling the money and you're giving the ani a lot. So the ani anyway is getting a lot because he's getting from a lot of people. So then I would say that you could for sure be soymich on the ritva and the Mishnah Brura. If you want to give a little, we're going to get to that in a second. But Al-Kaponim Me'ikra did that. I don't, you know, if your matona is not l'chud, making the ani sameach or mechubad, he's getting mechubad because he's getting from a lot of people at one time. So then I think everybody might be moider to the ritva that there's no point, so to speak, in giving more than a pruta. This is of course the minimum, basic minimum. Really, what should you give? So I think people maybe should consider following the Rambam's directive, and they should add up the cost that they're spending on Sudas Purim, and they should add up the cost that they're spending on Shalach Manos, and they should add those two numbers together, and then they should give a little more for Matanos Levyonim. That's what the Rambam says you should do. So I think, we're not talking about the Biyotze, but Akoponim conceptually, the Rambam says you should do that, so I think that's a good thing to do. You should calculate how much you're spending and give a little more for the aniyim.